Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Phoebe Zimmerman. This week, a look inside the world of dictionaries.
If you call someone fat, spelled F-A-T, it means overweight. But if you call someone fat, spelled P-H-A-T, it means highly good-looking. Some dictionaries now include this word as slang. The editors of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary explained how it reached their 11th edition, published last year.
The editors read everything they can to search for new words and meanings. They keep electronic records. They also record words on individual citation cards. Over the years, their company has collected more than 15 million citations. Editors continually consider and reconsider them for placement in their dictionaries. The editors found enough uses of fat over time to judge the word to be popular and long-lasting. So they added it to the more than 225,000 explanations of words and phrases in the Collegiate.
One of the early uses of fat that they found in print appeared in a magazine in 1994. A writer used it in relation to hip-hop music to mean excellent. But usage can change by the time a word appears in a dictionary. This is especially true of slang. Some teenagers say that fat is an old word already.
And now, Yakko Warner sings all of the words in the English language.
Aardvark abating, a pet abdicating, a band and a bass and a breast.
Many of the 10,000 new words in the 11th edition of the Collegiate Dictionary involve computers. Among them is the term drag and drop. This means to move a computer file across a screen. Technology terms like this are an example of how dictionaries show the influence of the times. Another example is the word chairperson. It first appeared in the Random House Webster's College Dictionary in the 1970s. It recognized that women, as well as men, serve as leaders. Carjacking entered dictionaries in the 1990s. To carjack means to take someone's car by force. The 4th edition of the Webster's New World College Dictionary also includes mosh. This is a way to dance to heavy metal music. Dancers crash into each other in a mosh pit in front of the band.
Just because a word enters the dictionary does not mean it will stay. An example is Macarena.
Dala tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, Macarena.
Many people did the Macarena dance. The Random House Webster's College Dictionary listed Macarena in 1997. But a year later, this word disappeared, much like the dance itself.
There is a word that the McDonald's Corporation would like to see disappear from the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate. The word is McJob. It is defined as a job with low pay and little chance for improvement. It is meant to describe the sort of job that a worker who prepares fast food might have. But the chairman and chief executive officer of McDonald's, Jim Cantalupo, denounced this definition. He said it insults the 12 million people who work for McDonald's. Also, the company itself uses the term McJob in its employment program for people with mental and physical disabilities. But editors of dictionaries say they do not invent words, they only record the ones people use.
Abduct and ablation, abridge and abrasion, abash and abrupt and abride. Abscond and absentia, absent abstentia, abdomen ably abide, abominable abrogate.
Dictionaries usually list their number of entries instead of their number of words. No one can say how many words are in the English language. There are always new ones and new uses for old ones. Some words disappear. Others reappear with a different meaning. Then there are all the new groupings of words into phrases with meanings of their own. College dictionaries have about 200,000 or more definitions. This compares with 300,000 or 400,000 in many unabridged dictionaries. Today, many people use the Internet to look up words. Merriam-Webster and Random House, for example, have free online services. Two others are Dictionary.com and YourDictionary.com. Some online dictionaries let users also hear how to say words.
Some dictionaries are limited to subject areas. For example, Artlex.com provides free definitions for more than 3,000 terms related to art. The address is artlex.com. There are many other kinds of dictionaries online, in print, or both. There are biographical dictionaries of people and geographical dictionaries of places. Okay, time for a question. Can you think of a word that you would find in both a medical dictionary and a music dictionary, but with different meanings? Keep listening. We'll tell you what we thought of.
Level and levity, lewd and longevity, libel, libation, lanai.
Now we step back 400 years in the history of dictionary making. In 1604, a British school director named Robert Cowdrey produced a book that defined about 3,000 English words. These came from other languages. More than a century later, the writer Samuel Johnson published what he called a Dictionary of the English Language. It appeared in 1755. Then, in 1791, another Englishman, John Walker, also produced a dictionary. An American, Noah Webster, wanted to create a dictionary as good as those others. Webster wanted to publish an American dictionary, and he did in 1806 with a dictionary for school children. Experts say this work launched American dictionaries as we know them today.
Noah Webster was born in 1758 in West Hartford, Connecticut. He became a teacher and studied law. He did not like the books he was supposed to teach, so he created many American school books. Later, he became a political journalist. Historians say that after a few years, he returned to producing school books because he got tired of political disputes. His first dictionary, in 1806, was called a Compendious Dictionary of the English Language. The next year, he published a shorter version, a dictionary compiled for the use of common schools. A new version appeared in 1817.
After that, Webster produced what he called an American Dictionary of the English Language. It was published in 1828. It contained 70,000 definitions. It was really two books. He corrected and enlarged it into what became known as Webster's Unabridged. Webster proved himself untraditional as a maker of English language dictionaries. He included terms popular only in America. He spelled some words in untraditional ways. The same was true for the ways he listed to say words and to use them. Some critics denounced his work. They did not understand that Noah Webster had established the beginnings of many American dictionaries of the future.
Noah Webster died in 1843. Two printers in Worcester, Massachusetts, bought the rights to continue his dictionary and publish their own. The two were brothers, Charles and George Merriam. Today, the dictionary publishers at the Merriam-Webster Company note that many of their competitors use the name Webster, but their company is able to claim a historical link. Over the centuries, many people have looked to dictionaries to settle arguments about the correct way to use a word. But dictionaries these days do not judge how a word should be used. They simply describe how people use them. They will, however, often warn if a word is considered offensive.
It would be interesting to know what the man whose name appears on so many modern dictionaries would think of them. They follow the spirit of the times. But so did Noah Webster. Who knows, maybe he would have included fat, P-H-A-T, in his dictionaries, too.
Lobby and loading and loathsome and loaning and logo and then locomotion.
Our program was written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Phoebe Zimmerman. Earlier, we asked if you could think of a word with unrelated meanings in both a medical dictionary and a music dictionary. We thought of one. It describes both a part of the body and a musical instrument. Organ. Our producer, Katie Weaver, gets the credit.
Our recording engineer today was Zinab Abdel Rahman. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English. We leave you with more of the Animaniacs and their production of All the Words in the English Language.
Zachary, Zanzibar, Zappy, and Zamadar, Zillion, and Zipcode, and Zen. Zany, and Zoning, and Zeal, and Zirconium, Zodiac, Zombies, Zayin. Zigging and zagging and zealous and zebra and zenith and zap and zephyr.
Yakko Warner now moments zephyr away from having sung all the words in the English language. Dick Button is going to make it.
If it was anyone else, I'd say no.